Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. For 20 years, he's been the voice of TV3. He's someone you've heard a lot of, but not a lot from. Well, fixing that, Matt Barker caught up with John Sweetman.
You'd probably recognise John Sweetman. Probably not by sight, but perhaps by sound.
Tonight, there's only one thing you should be doing. Can you guess what it is? That's right, rugby fans, you should be sitting in front of your TV set with a cold bevy in one hand and the remote nestled in the warm protection of the other. The mighty All Blacks against Australia, 8:30 tonight, only on 3.
Sweetman's radio career started at the Royal Easter Show.
First time I was on the radio was actually the Auckland Easter Show. Merv Smith was doing a live broadcast from the show, and he beckoned me through the window to come in and sit in the studio, and he interviewed me about what I enjoyed about the Easter show. It was quite fun. But about a week later, I met my auntie, who said, "I heard you on the radio." And I hadn't really realised how public or widespread broadcast radio was. That here I'd been sitting at the Easter show talking to Merv Smith, and she'd been in her home some 5 miles away, listening to me. That really got me excited. I always used to love listening to the radio and thought I'd love to be on the radio. So when I went to university, Radio Hauraki needed some nighttime announcers, so I went down and said a few poems and goofed off, had a go at reading the weather forecast, and the guys there at Hauraki thought, this guy sounds a bit interesting. So I was doing midnight to dawn, tons of fun, but basically learnt on the job. And what really buzzed me about being on the radio was an outside broadcast we did from the summit of Rangitoto. And I could see cars parked along the waterfront, especially along the East Coast bays, and I could see the headlights of cars, and I guessed that people were listening to the radio. And so one of my talk breaks in between the songs, I said, I can see some cars there on the North Shore. Are you listening? And they flicked their lights on and off. And that really amazed me, that here I was standing on the top of Rangitoto, but everybody who was listening to the broadcast was part of what we were doing. It really was fantastic.
Following this was the move into becoming a commercial voiceover artist.
Part of the gig, as well as being live on the radio and doing an air shift, is you would have to do production in the production studio and record commercials. To work in a recorded situation, now you had to get it exactly right because they were going to play it over and over again, and if it had a small flaw in it, it would really grate because you were listening to it repeated so often. So eventually I ceased being a live broadcaster and just became a recording artist and worked doing voice work for commercials to start with, and then I moved into the corporate field where you make the sound of a broadcast system. A TV channel has a voice, and that's what I give to my TV channel.
A big part of being a voiceover artist is the ability to vary the vocal delivery.
Each message has its own particular natural way of being delivered. And you also have to bear in mind who's listening to this message. Who are we trying to talk to? And so you change the style to suit the situation, to suit what you're trying to say and who you're trying to say it to. So if it was a commercial for something that was really exciting, you would hype it up and you'd do it really, very quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something fantastic. Today we have, for this time only, for the first time ever in New Zealand, available to you, those sort of things. Whereas if you're dealing in something a little more considered or a little more serious, then you will deliver it in a much more serious way. Never shake a baby. Never. I was involved in a campaign that was trying to show people how dangerous it was to lose your rag with a child. And the slogan was, never shake a baby. Never. And you had to deliver that with the seriousness that was appropriate to the message. So to be an effective communicator, You have to have the message ring true, not only in your own heart, but in the heart and mind of the listener, the person who is receiving the message. I regard the training that I've done over the years as akin to a magician practicing their craft. And what goes on under the cape, what goes on inside the top hat, where they do the trickery, is all invisible. You don't want the audience to see how you do it. So when you watch a good speaker, you don't see them breathing. You don't see how relaxed they are. You don't see how all the resonance brings those words alive and gives them a power that will help them carry to the listener. All of those techniques are hidden. All of those techniques have to be invisible, because all you really want is that message to get through.
One of the curious anomalies of being a voiceover artist is the level of anonymity that comes along with it.
Until I open my mouth, nobody has any idea what I do. I actually avoid publicity and avoid my face being in magazines or in the media, because I love that anonymity. What I used to enjoy is I'd be in the supermarket doing my shopping along with other customers, and they'd be playing the music through the sound system, and oftentimes it would be the radio station that I was the corporate voice of, and promos would come over the air and played in the supermarket. And what I used to really enjoy was to make a sort of an echo of the message that they'd just heard coming out of the speakers in the ceiling. And it was fun when small children were standing nearby, and the speaker out of the ceiling would go, "Solid Gold, hits of the 60s and 70s. As a small echo after the song was playing on the radio, I'd say that again. "Solid Gold, sound of the 60s and 70s. And watch children and other people who were standing around prick up their ears and go, "Oh, there is the guy that makes the voice on the radio."
But when you're a corporate voice, constantly representing and promoting a client's brand, is there any space for morality?
Luckily, I've never been put in a position where I've had to voice a message that I found unsavory or something that I didn't believe in. But if it came to the crunch, I'm there to do a job, the same way as a postie delivers mail. What's in the letter is up to the person who wrote the letter, and it's a message to the person who receives the letter. The postie just delivers it. I deliver messages over the radio and over television, but those messages are not from me. They're from my clients. They're from my TV station. They're from people who want me to talk about their product. But if say I had to make a political ad for an organization that I did not believe in or that I actually hated, my heart wouldn't be in it. I wouldn't be able to deliver it effectively, because I wouldn't believe what I was saying. And I'm sure people would hear that I didn't believe what I was saying.
Looking back, the sound of radio has changed dramatically.
One of the major differences that I've noticed over the past, say, 30 years, is that the media and the voices on the media sound a lot more natural. In the early days of New Zealand radio, the announcers spoke very, very properly, and they almost had the sort of BBC style. And nowadays, especially the youth stations, they purposely, I'm sure it is purposely, I'm sure they know the proper way to say things, but because their audience doesn't speak in that proper way, then they speak in a very colloquial style. They use a lot of slang. Some of the youth stations even use quite a lot of swear words, probably to shock, probably to attract attention, but also so that they can get close to their audience. I'm not the kind of person that can do that sort of thing. I can speak in a kind of colloquial slang way, but it's not really what I do best. What I do best is deliver things in a strong way, in an authoritative way, in a proper way. And that's what I do best.
That's John Sweetman. God, I wish I had a voice like that. That is all we've got time for on the show today, though. Thank you very much for listening. If there's something you've missed or you'd like to hear again on the show, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. All the stories are there. I've been Damien Christie.
I've been Simon Pound. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.